Welcome to the Voices of the Lost podcast. My name's Karen Schaefer, and this podcast is produced, directed, recorded, and edited by me, Karen Schaefer, and it relates primarily to the missing persons case of my sister, Kylie Ann Schaefer, who went missing on September 11th, 2004. This podcast discusses crimes of a violent nature and is not suitable for children. There is also a language warning, as use of explicit language may be used. Episode 2. The shoes and Kylie's mental health. Kylie's shoes were located a number of weeks after Kylie was discovered missing from a house in Willow Warren, New South Wales. Kylie had attended a party with friends around 10 minutes from home at a house in reasonably dense bushland with a multitude of friends, both around her own age and older adults that were of a more mature age. It was a typical party. They were drinking, listening to music, and having fun, as teenagers do. The use of recreational drugs has been rumoured, but I cannot confirm this. Kylie was reported missing a few hours after she left the property early on the Saturday morning. This information was relayed to my father by the occupants of the property. After my father conducted his own investigations to try and locate Kylie Ann, he reported her missing to the police on Sunday afternoon. This is nearly 48 hours after it was noted that she'd left. After Kylie was discovered to be missing and reported to police, a search party was formed, and on Monday, September 13th, 2004, a search party was initiated and conducted at length. Surrounding areas were all searched in a variety of manners, from on foot, via motorbike, and on horseback. The search was extensive, covered all types of terrain, and unfortunately gave no result. It has come to my attention that around the time Kylie went missing, she was extremely depressed and emotional, suffering from mental health challenges, and rumoured to be abusing drugs. I cannot confirm this. I have not spoken to my sister since August 2004. So the last time I spoke to my sister, there was no discussion about her being depressed, sad about her living circumstances, her job, or her education. Had that been the case, I would have told her to come and live with me. But this obviously was not to be. Kylie Ann had expressed her emotions extremely in the days leading up to her disappearance, according to reports. She was volatile, extremely upset, and some described her as being suicidal. Again, this was not my experience, although that does not mean it didn't happen. My question would be, if Kylie Ann killed herself, where's her body? Because as intelligent as she was, as crafty as someone may be, you can't bury yourself if you kill yourself. Where's the body? The shoes. Kylie Ann was wearing runners at the party. I won't divulge the colour. I won't divulge the brand. The shoes were found a few weeks after Kylie's search party had disbanded. The search went for a few days and stopped on the 15th of September. Volunteers, police, and friends and family had searched bushland extensively and had not seen any trace of any clothing, footwear, accessory, or personal effects of Kylie Ann Schaefer at the time. However, shoes were discovered a few weeks later, as I mentioned. These shoes had been placed on a trail that had already been searched. This is my opinion. I did not see the shoes. From what I have been told and what I have read, the placement and appearance of the shoes would indicate that someone had placed them there. They had not been kicked off or taken off. The location of the shoes has been the subject of much speculation online, and I'm here to tell you that the speculation is incorrect. One of the accounts of where the shoes were located was at a piggery in the local region. This is not the case. I cannot divulge the exact location of where the shoes were found, but that's not where it was. There were also several sightings reported for a few months after Kylie went missing. These were both in the local region and interstate. We cannot confirm whether or not it was Kylie, because all of these reports occurred without there being any closed circuit TV footage. There's no camera footage, there's no proof and no evidence. There may be people that have indicated that they saw her, that they know her, say they know that it was her. But unfortunately, these have not resulted in bringing Kylie back to us. My hope is that this podcast, the social media platforms that I'm currently using, and the media exposure that I've been fortunate enough to get, produce some sort of result. Kylie Ann left our family on September 11th, 2004, and left a gaping hole in our lives. For example, in the last couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks of 2020, which has been quite the unique year, our brother had two new grandchildren. Two of Kylie's nieces were pregnant at the same time and had their sons mere days apart. Unfortunately for us, Kylie didn't get a chance to experience any of that. And she loved her nieces dearly. So it's unfortunate that we find ourselves in the position where our beloved family member, my sister, is gone without a trace. And the people that know aren't telling. And the people that have told don't know. So further to the investigation, it has been ongoing for over 16 years. There are many different facets to this case. There is a lot of rumour
and speculation regarding this case, I often am contacted by people that believe that they know what happened, or they know someone that knows what happened. I am contacted constantly by people that want to help. Unfortunately, it's the wrong kind of help. I'm here to tell you that if you know what happened to Kylie, you need to call Crime Stoppers, and you need to call them now. It's really important that if Kylie did kill herself and you know of it, we need to know where her body is so that we can lay her to rest with the dignity that she deserves. If you were at the party and you know that there was an accident, we need to know so that we can bury her with the dignity that she deserves. And if you know that something bad happened, you need to let us know so that we can bury her with the dignity that she deserves. I do not think that it's that much to ask that I can bury my sister and lay her to rest. There are those that don't agree. Unfortunately for them, I am extremely determined to find my sister's remains and bring her home. The last 16 years have taught me a lot about my sister. They've taught me that my sister was resilient but struggling, was tough but vulnerable, was a hard worker but frustrated with her circumstances, just like all of us. Kylie was extremely loving, was known to come up and hug people at a moment's notice. She had a deep, throaty laugh that everybody loved, and she was quite funny. She was tough. She was a bush kid. And we loved her, and we do love her. Kylie's search went on for many days, 3 to be exact. The terrain in the area can only be described as bushland that's quite rugged. There are a lot of hills and valleys in the Kempsey hinterland, and the region that she went missing on is dotted with trees, thick grasses, and many different varieties of snakes and other fauna. This might be daunting for the average person, but Kylie grew up with it, this sort of stuff. She grew up in this area. She knows the area well, and unless she was affected by drugs or alcohol, would have no trouble navigating the area. This being said, even if she was affected by drugs and alcohol, there would be a body. But there's not. Now, the subject matter in this podcast can be quite confronting. There have been many rumours about the state that Kylie would be found in if she were ever found. One of the things that I have been told is that she was thrown in a river. There's quite a big river right near the property. It's the Maclay River in Kempsey. I've also been told she's been thrown in a creek. I've been told she's been thrown in a mine. I've been told quite a lot of different scenarios, which I can tell you, being her sister, is not pleasant. I've had extensive phone conversations with people that believe that they know what happened. I've spoken to psychics. I've spoken to relatives of people that attended the party. I've spoken to people that have made statements about the party. But we still have no result. So I can only assume that either the stories that I've been given are false, manufactured, and in cahoots with others that mean to mislead this case. There are a lot of conflicting stories in both the statements and in the information that I have been given. Further to that, it disappoints me that it took so long for the case to get to a point where a search was conducted. I know that if I was given 48 hours, I could disappear without a trace. Could you? If you really thought about it, could you? Could you disappear? I think given the right motivation, any of us could if we really, really wanted to. As much as we believe that we couldn't do it to our family or wouldn't do it to our family, I think everyone has that little part of them that just wishes they could run away and start again. Maybe Kylie did that. I hope she did. I really, really do. My hope for this podcast is that it will jog someone's memory, that it will make someone feel compelled to give evidence that will result in finding the remains of Kylie and allow me to put her to rest. Voices of the Lost will continue on after Kylie's remains are found as an advocacy group for missing persons and their loved ones, as we find it so very difficult to get assistance with our cases. The episodes of this podcast initially will be quite short, as they are raw and unedited, and there are no advertisements or sponsorships attached. These are purely going out to my patrons through my Patreon account at this stage. At a later stage, they will be uploaded to various other streaming services or wherever you find your podcasts. I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for listening and let you know that the next episode will talk a little bit further about the people and their personalities that attended the party and different things that I've heard about those people since. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of Kylie Anne, and I would direct you to my link tree to have a look at all other social media platforms for further information regarding the case and to watch the live streams from the Facebook page.